Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brad Lumine joining us now. Prep football roundup on Friday nights here on WWL, the Allstate Sugar Bowl. And Brad, with no electricity in a lot of these high school venues, what's the plan for them to continue playing, whether they're going to move maybe to Saturday? Could they perhaps even play on Sunday?
Yeah, it's fluid, Christian. And it's a lot of it, nobody knows anything. Look, this is a typical 2020, man, right? I mean, we're getting hurricanes right before Halloween. There's snow in Texas right while we were getting hit with hurricanes. So everybody's got to be fluid. And it's changing. It's changing hourly. So obviously, if there's no power, there may still be the opportunity to play a game, but it's going to have to be during daylight hours. I know there's some game, for instance, Haynes and North Lake Christian were scheduled to play at Yenny. No power at Yenny, so they're trying to play that game on Saturday. The problem is they're trying to get that thing as a Saturday 2 p.m. kickoff at Yenny, but Jesuit and John Curtis are right now scheduled to play at 11 o'clock at Yenny on Saturday. So clearly if Jesuit and Curtis kick off at 11, that field's not going to be ready for another 2 o'clock game.
We're falling back this weekend too, so you're losing an hour of daylight.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just going to make it really, really rough. But look, I'll say this. The schools, the players, the coaches, the LHSA, everybody's been extremely just, almost out of the ordinary, over the top gracious to everybody else. When teams cancel games, other teams step up and say, hey, we'll play you. Same thing here. When venues aren't available, I know Shaw said, hey, look, y'all want to come play a game? You don't have rights? You don't have places to play? Come over. We'll open our stadium up. We'll let whoever play on Saturday if we're not playing, or Sunday. I know last week Jesuit and St. Aug wound up having to play on a Sunday. It's just, and you've also got, you know, with the coronavirus, Christian, you've got the shortage of referees. So Dutchtown and McKinley were supposed to play, for instance, last night. They moved that to a Thursday night game because of a shortage of referees. And then my reporter, Patrick Email, texted me, said, Brad, they're just canceling the game altogether. Carver and Easton, they were supposed to play Friday. Now they're supposed to play Saturday at Joe Brown. Again, that's, I guess, power permitting. Grace King and Higgins, they got moved to Saturday. McDonough 35 and Salomon, that was supposed to be a Friday night game, that got moved to Saturday. West St. John and Country Day, they were supposed to play on Friday. Thankfully, both of those two teams actually have open dates next week. So West St. John, Country Day, they're just bumping that to next week. They said, hey, let's just meet up next Friday. Douglas and St. Thomas Aquinas is supposed to be played tonight at Strawberry Stadium, but honestly, Christian, I don't have power. I haven't even been able to watch the news. I'm barely listening to the radio on my phone. So that game may or may not go off. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is with power at Strawberry Stadium right now. Covington and Hammond is another one on the North Shore that was supposed to get kicked off tonight. But everybody's just being fluid with this. They're trying to get games in. They're trying to get games scheduled, obviously, depending on the situation. Just look, thoughts and prayers out to everybody. We don't have power. We've got some damage, but it could have been a lot worse.
Fortunately, Brad, and it's the only fortunate thing about this storm, is it's not in August where it's 95 heat, heat indices making it in a triple digits. It's not 95 degrees with, triple digit heat indices making it over 100. So get a little cool front at least. That makes it a little bit more palatable.
That's a good thing. Right. I mean, it's you can open up your windows, you can go outside, you know, you can sleep tonight without AC. So usually in South Louisiana, hurricane season, we all know that if that happens and there's no power, man, it's just unbearable. But like you said, I guess silver lining with that. But well, there's a lot of cleanup, you know, thanks to all those energy crews that are coming in and helping out. I know, and we've been doing a lot of work out in that Lake Charles area, too. And look, even our listening area, I've got a place in Mississippi, man. And those poor people were we took a hit. They took a really bad hit. My place in Mississippi is messed up really bad. And those people took a really bad hit. So I know they're out there helping, you know, crews trying to get power restored. So just sit tight and do what you can, man. Pray for everybody else that suffered and is having loss. And, you know, one of your callers was saying earlier, and you had mentioned about how you've got some friends from different parts of the country still calling in, they check on you. Look, I mean, you know, Louisiana, Gulf Coast, we're resilient. You know, when one of your brothers goes down, like in Southwest Louisiana with the hurricanes we had, everybody pitched in and helped. You know, people pitch in and help. They do what they can do. So that's one thing. I think that's why you live here. That's why I live here. That's why we don't want to leave, because it is a family around here. Everybody helps each other out. And you know, somebody else always has your back to help you out when things like this happen.
Brad, describe what's going on in your neighborhood. Are you seeing a lot of neighbors rallying together and helping each other clean up the yards and stuff like that?
Yeah, this morning was a lot of yard cleanup. I live on a major street, so there were a lot of down trees, uprooted trees. So people were taking those and pushing those on the neutral ground so cars could get through. Obviously, you know, no stoplights or anything in my neighborhood. Traffic's kind of, you know, you could treat everything as a four-way stop. A lot of trees down, fences are down. My place in Mississippi was really bad. You know, about 6 feet of water, roofs taken off, windows busted in, front doors blown off. My neighbor's boat is now in his yard where it shouldn't be. People's boats aren't where they should be. There were cars and trucks just moved. Furniture everywhere. You know, if you had something that was yours, it's not there anymore, and one of your neighbors is now in your yard. Just, you know, objects, furniture, and even it was scary, Christian, like cars. I mean, cars moved by this one. And, you know, this thing came in, you go to bed on whatever night it was, my days are messed up now. You go to bed at night and it says, you know, category one storm, maybe it was a tropical storm, and we went to bed. And, man, when this thing rolled in, I don't care if they say it was a two or not, the winds and even the, you know, the unexpected storm surge at some of these places, especially in the Biloxi, Gulfport, Bay St. Louis, Petrosian area, it was just nothing that we've seen since the likes of Katrina. And I'm not saying this was a Katrina storm. You know, it wasn't. But, man, it was second underneath that as far as I've seen in a very long time.
When it comes to wind, for sure.
I mean, you know, right. I mean, you've got just roofs taken off, you know, windows blown in on cars and houses, doors, you know, a lot of stuff that I saw there in Mississippi is pretty bad. And the storm surge that came in was a really big surge, you know, especially for a smaller storm like this. So you're dealing with, you know, 6 to 10 feet of water that just came barreling through unobstructed and just, you know, just wiped a bunch of stuff out. And you look at it and, you know, I guess you'd ask the caller earlier, are you tired of rebuilding? I mean, yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of fixing it. But, I mean, what else am I going to do? You know, it's a price you pay for living in paradise.
Brad Lumine, WWL Prep Football, the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. He's the co-host with Alan Waddell and a talented group of reporters. As scheduled tomorrow, you guys going to be on the air? I would imagine some limited games, huh, Brad?
Yeah, we're going to have limited games. We're going to be on the air. But, look, here's the good thing. We're going to have some limited games. We're going to be on the air. We're going to find out as some games go off tonight. We're going to get you some recaps from those games tonight. We're going to get those games scheduled for Saturday and possibly Sunday. We're going to talk about those tomorrow night as well. And listen, you know, if you want a distraction from this, which I'm sure by tomorrow night everybody's going to want one, tune in. We'll probably still be able to do the show. I was out in the La Place area today. They've got power. Talked to Coach Brown. So we're scheduled to go watch Destrehan and East St. John. So we should be at that game, giving you some reports from that game. Riverside-Newman is going to be a great matchup. Arch Manning and Gage Laverdane doing battle as the two top, some of the two top quarterbacks in the metro area. So we'll have reporters from there. Ponchatoula and Slidell still supposed to be kicking off. That's going to be a great game on North Shore. We'll have reports on that one. And we'll even go to the west side of the state, a big matchup, Notre Dame out of Crowley and Lafayette Christian, two huge powerhouses in the west part of the state. They'll be kicking it off tomorrow night, and we'll have reports on that. So, you know, tuning in will be a distraction, hopefully, try to bring you some sense of normalcy. We'll cover the games that we got going on and recap the ones that go on tonight and preview the ones that will go on Saturday and Sunday.
Brad Lumine, the Esquire, part of our All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup crew. Brad, thanks so much for the time, man.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, Christian. Stay safe, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.